Hello, how are you today? I'm going to read Hook That Fish. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Hook That Fish. In Japan and all over the world, people eat all sorts of fish, from barbecued fish to fried fish and even raw fish. It's a very popular source of food. Not only is it a great source of protein, it's full of vitamins, minerals, and healthy oils that are good for your heart. Fishing dates back to when people in ancient times used bones to make hooks and pieces of vine to make fishing line. The earliest record of humans fishing is a painting of an angler using a pole to catch fish, which comes from Egypt over 4,000 years ago. It is believed, though, that modern humans 40,000 years ago ate fish as a regular part of their diet. Seaside communities all over the world have relied on fishing for centuries. After the wide use of poles with hooks to catch fish, fishermen developed the use of nets to catch more fish at one time. They worked in groups to cast the net into the sea and then drag the net full of fish back onto the beach. Boats also play an important role in fishing and have done for many years. Log rafts, dugout canoes, and boats made from wood and animal skins were used as fishing vessels by different tribes around the world as early as 9,000 years ago. Boats are a way to track fish in rivers, lakes, and oceans. Modern boats, called fishing trawlers, are commonly used by coastal fishing companies around the world. The large boats actively drag or pull a trawl or large net through the water. Modern fishing trawlers are also designed so the fish can be scaled, filleted, and frozen out at sea. While fishing trawlers help provide enough fish for people to eat, there are some larger trawlers that destroy oceans. These super trawlers are up to 15 times the size of an average trawler, with nets 600 meters long and 200 meters wide. These huge nets not only catch fish, but catch anything in their paths, including dolphins, sharks, and whales. In Japan and most countries, there are regulations or rules for fishing. To help keep a healthy population of the different types of fish, it's important to know the rules and to follow them always. The rules are about what fish you can catch at different times of the year, how big or small the fish can be, and how many fish you can catch. One great way people protect different types of fish is by farming. You might think farming is only for chickens, cows, and pigs, but farming is very common for fish. Young fish are raised in pools or ponds and moved to bigger ponds, rivers, or lakes. We are able to visit fish farms and use hooks to catch fish. Fishing is also a great leisure activity and a lot of fun. It's easy to go fishing and a great way to spend time outdoors. All you need to get started is a fishing rod, fishing line, a hook, and some bait. We can fish in streams, rivers, lakes, and at the beach. Once you hook a fish, you need to decide if you should keep it to cook or throw it back if it's too small or out of season. To throw it back, simply take the hook out of its mouth. If you decide to keep it, you can either take it home, clean it up, and fry it in oil, or collect firewood with your parents and barbecue it by the river, lake, or beach. Instead of staying inside next summer and playing with toys, Why don't you give fishing a try? Ask your parents or grandparents to help you get started. Find a nice spot along a river, lake, or beach. Cast your line and try to hook a fish. Even if you don't catch anything, you're sure to have fun. Vocabulary words: wood, hook, food, oil, mouth, destroy, toys. Sight words: along, don't, while, might, next. The end.